Next patient is Marie Philippe. Marie, M-A-R-I-E. Philippe, P-H-I-L-I-P-P-E. Philippe Marie. Date of birth, 8/26/54. Date of visit, 4/3/25. Copy 4. Kelly Doggett. Kelly, K-E-L-L-Y. Doggett is D. Jason David, D-O-G-G-E-T-T. Doggett, Kelly Doggett, A-P-R-N. Next paragraph. Dear Kelly, thank you for sending. Marie Philippe for pulmonary evaluation. Next, chief complaint is obstructive sleep apnea. Next paragraph is present illness. This is a 70-year-old female who has a prior history of obstructive sleep apnea, has been followed on a regular basis by the Florida Lung and Sleep Institute in Orlando, and apparently had a polysomnogram done 4 years ago. The patient underwent a polysomnographic study and had an AHI of 40 per hour and desaturation to 75%. And was controlled on 7 centimeter of CPAP pressure, which she has been using with a full face mask. Period. The patient has been compliant with the CPAP, using it at least 7 to 8 hours every night, and is getting good results and denies any daytime sleepiness or fatigue and denies any headaches or chest pains. The patient has no shortness of breath, wheezing or cough. And she needs supplies for a CPAP machine. Period. Next paragraph, past history. The patient's past history has included history of C-section times 2 and a hysterectomy, history of abdominoplasty, and a past history of right knee replacement as well as left hip replacement surgery. She has hypertension for more than 5 years. The patient has gained weight and states she has trouble losing any of it. Next paragraph, habits. The patient denies smoking, drinks alcohol occasionally. She is retired from a corporate job. Next paragraph, family history. Father had hypertension and dementia. Mother died of Guillain-Barre syndrome. Next paragraph, allergies to lisinopril and sulfur. Next paragraph, med list, amlodipine, valsartan, 50. Not 50. Amlodipine was set on 5-80 milligrams. milligram daily, pravastatin 40 milligrams daily, meloxicam 15 milligrams daily. Next paragraph. System review: the patient gained the weight. She has no fatigue, denies glaucoma or cataracts. She has dizzy attacks. She has urinary frequency. No hay fever. No shortness of breath or cough. No abdominal pains, nausea, or diarrhea. She has no chest or jaw pain. But she has some mild leg swelling. She has no anxiety, no depression. And she has joint pains and muscle stiffness. No seizure, headaches, but has memory loss. No skin rash, no itching. Next, physical exam. This is a moderately overweight elderly female who's alert, no acute distress. Blood pressure, 138/80. Pulse is 72. Respirations are 14. Temperature 97.5. Weight is 190. Saturation 94. HENT are non-cephalic. Pupils are reactive. Tongue is moist. Throat is mildly injected. He has no inflammation. Neck, nose, lymphadenopathy, no thyromegaly or venous distension. No bruises. Chest equal movements with essentially clear lung fields. Heart, the absence of regular synchronous to no murmur. Abdomen is soft, protuberant without masses. No urinomegaly, the bowel sounds active. Extremities, no lesions, minimal edema, no cap tenderness. Reflexes of one person, no gross motor, that's cranial nerves. Grossly intact. Skin, no lesions observed. Next paragraph. Impression number one is obstructive sleep apnea. Number two is history of hypertension. And number three is hyperlipidemia. And number four is degenerative arthritis. Next paragraph, plan. The patient has been advised to continue with the CPAP at 7 centimeter H2O pressure and full face mask with heated humidity. Advised to avoid alcohol and do regular exercise and try to lose weight. She will also get a copy of her recent lab work, and a compliance report will be obtained from a respiratory provider. Respiratory therapy provider, and a follow-up visit will be arranged in approximately 8 weeks, at which time I'll make an addendum. Thank you for this consultation. Copy for Kelly Doggett, DOGGETTAPRN.